Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe with the Fantasy Lowdown. Is it time to get Brandon Bolden into your fantasy starting lineup? Well, the Patriots rookie running back certainly broke onto the scene in a major way last week against Buffalo and has probably been scooped up off the waiver wire in just about every fantasy league. You know what this means for fantasy owners, don't you? Frustration. The Patriots might just be one of those week-to-week teams. Stephen Ridley, Brandon Bolden, maybe even Shane Vereen at some point. They might just ride the hot hand, making it tough to figure out who to put in your lineup each week. I say add Bolden, but stick with Ridley as the guy most likely to get you fantasy points. With that, let's move on to our Week 5 picks here on the Fantasy Lowdown, brought to you by Verizon, the official wireless and telecommunications provider for the Patriots. Ponder this for a moment. Get the Minnesota Vikings starting quarterback into your fantasy lineup. Christian Ponder's numbers this season won't jump out at you. In fact, he barely has 300 passing yards the last 2 weeks combined. But he also hasn't thrown a single interception, and he's matched up against Tennessee. Only one team has given up more passing TDs than the Titans this season. Ponder showed some signs as a rookie last year that he's got a future as a fantasy starter, and this may well be the week. With Benjarvis Green-Ellis, not all hope is lost just because he uncharacteristically fumbled in two straight games, but the timing is right to keep the former Patriot on your bench for Week 5. Since he is facing the Dolphins, who surprisingly have the stingiest run defense in the entire NFL after 4 weeks, Green-Ellis might get plenty of carries, but it could be tough for him to generate yardage and real tough to score touchdowns. Sit Benny this Sunday. There's a new starting running back in San Diego. It's Jackie Battle, and he's facing the NFL's worst run defense this week, the Saints. Let's not get carried away on Battle. This starting designation could be short-lived. But Ryan Matthews seems to be in the doghouse, and Battle, the former Kansas City Chief, has 3 rushing touchdowns in 3 games, one shy of his 4-year total in KC. Certainly for this week, especially if you're shorthanded with the first 4-team bye week that includes DeMarco Murray and Darren McFadden, get on board with Jackie Battle.
Well, the Fantasy Lowdown comes your way each and every week, but of course you can also check in with me via Twitter. Send me your stardom or sit-em questions as we lead up to kickoff on Sunday. It's _ below. Spread the word and send me your tweets. That's going to wrap it up for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.